Good morning. You're listening to Faith Radio. It's time now for our Life and Money segment with Jared Sebesta. Jared is one of our regular contributors to our website. So you can read weekly blogs by Jared. Just go to our webpage, faithradionet.com, and just look over to the right side, scroll down, and you'll see some of Jared's postings there. Today we're talking again about New Year's resolutions, but this time about time. And I've heard it say that time, time is where your treasure is, or where there's something about time.
Time. And what do you got, Ted?
Well, your treasure is there, your heart will be also.
Okay, I'm confused with my metaphors.
Well, one thing about time that is unlike a lot of things in life is that it's totally finite. I mean, there is, you only have so much time. And to kind of get back to this New Year's resolution things, you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about getting, you know, paying off debt and saving money. Mm-hmm. Last week we talked about maybe taking our physical health to a new level. And again, I allude to this list on 2012resolutions.com with the top 10 New Year's resolutions for this particular year. And three more that were on there were spend more time with loved ones, mm-hmm. help others out more often, and stay happy. And I think the staying happy thing had to do with a lot with how we deal with our time. You know, are we spending that time at our job that we want to be spending? Are we spending our time with our family that we want? Do we want to spend more time with our family? And I think all these are connected again to how we handle our money.
I remembered what it is. Time is money. Hello.
Time is money. You're listening. You watch.
Could
Donald.
It be more obvious?
You're a Donald Trump fan. Huh?
Yes.
There you go. But I think that this is true. You know, I think, you know, what is happiness? You know, happiness is kind of one of those buzzwords. You know, what does it really mean to be happy? But I think what it comes down to in my mind is that, you know, do we have the options to do what we want to do with our life? You know, because if we're doing what we want to do and we're doing what God's called us to do, I think happiness is kind of a result of that. And a lot of these have to do with spending time with loved ones.
Yeah.
Giving more. You know, we just came through the Christmas season, and, you know, it's a wonderful time of the year. And to me and to a lot of folks, I think you would agree, this is what makes me happy. You know, now that, especially that I have a family, I have a little 1-year-old at home, being able to spend as much time with him as I can, that does make me happy. So again, all these are kind of tied together.
I like the way you're approaching this, Jared, because I think a lot of times people think about time and money when they go together of being, okay, if I just have enough money, then I can travel the world. I'll have all the time to do whatever I want when I want. That's a very selfish way to look at it in a sense. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that, you know, it comes down to the word options. You know, I think when we talk about financial freedom, there's this picture that people have posted in their head of it's this lavish lifestyle and it's all those giant vacations. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But ultimately, those things can't make you happy. What can make at least me happy is having the option to do what I want to do so I can spend as much time as I can doing the things that I want to do. Mm-hmm. And what I want to do is I want to spend time with my family.
Right.
You know, and I want to go to a job that I enjoy. And I want to go to a job where I feel like I'm called to do it. And I'm in my zone. I'm in my sweet spot. There's a book by Rick Warren called Living Life in the Sweet Spot or something like that.
Yeah, Purpose-Driven Life.
There's a Purpose-Driven Life. There's another one. He talks about living life in the sweet spot. Sorry, mm-hmm. Rick, you're listening. But, you know, again, all these are tied together.
Yeah, and that really enables you to do what God has called you to do fully, without reservation, without stress, as we've talked about before, too.
Well, I'll just allude back to my story. You know, before we moved back to Minnesota, which is home for my wife and I, we were living in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is during the recession. And we really enjoyed our time out in Phoenix, but we knew we wanted to come home. You know, mm-hmm. we knew we wanted to start a family and come back to Minnesota. And so we did the things that we needed to do to put ourselves in a position to do that. That was the stickler, because when we got our finances in order, we got out of debt, we started saving money. When you know, the world is going crazy through this recession, this is from 07 through 2010, you know, we were saving money, we were buckling down. And so when the opportunity came to move back home and to really do the things that we wanted to do to make us happy, we were able to do it.
You were ready.
We were ready to pull the trigger. And so it's not so much of this huge, lavish lifestyle. To me, the word options comes to mind, because I think, you know, what makes people being happy is going to be different. But I think for a lot of folks, it comes back to being with loved ones and being able to give. Mm-hmm. That is really, really cool. I'm not trying to sound like the poster child of giving, because I am not. And I, you know, on this segment, I end up talking a lot about giving. But one of the things my wife and I did this year for Christmas is we just set aside a chunk of money in the month of December, and we put it in our budget, and we wanted to do the big tip thing.
Oh, yeah.
We've never done that before.
And what's that, Jared? I'm not familiar with it.
If you just go to a restaurant and then you just set, you know, you just give the waiter or waitress a big tip.
Like an outrageous tip.
Well, not outrageous, but okay. I mean, it's not like 20%. Let's just put it like that. And we were able to do that, and it was so much fun.
Sure.
You know, and...
Whether or not you see the result or see them going, wow, look at this tip. You just did it and you know that you're being blessed.
And in this particular situation we did, we went to a Perkins and our waitress was this young gal. If she was out of high school, it was barely. Sweet as can be. She had mentioned that it was just dead in there. It was like 9 o'clock at night. She'd been there all day. She was exhausted. Couldn't have been nicer. Mm. And we were just like, this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
And we did it, and she was so thankful. And again, that's not why we did it, but we did it. And we got out in the car, and we were just like, how blessed are we that we're able to do that?
Mm-hmm. Because you had options.
Right. And again, that's what a lot of this kind of comes down to. That made us so happy. So again, time with family, being happy, being able to help others more often, all of these are tied together, and I want that to be yet even more motivation. Which is something we talked about a couple of weeks ago, to do this, to get it right, to let's get this in order, make this a different year.
You can find financial freedom and time freedom and better health and everything if we do this and get our financial health in order. Jared, thanks again for stepping in, and we'll check in with you next week.
All righty.